veni hlasela.
The man is under fire, by the way.
What happened?
The streets are talking. People are talking. People are not burning, though. It's just. Sorry, man. That, you know that phrase, people are burning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People are burning. Why are you burning? You know what? The phrases that we actually came up with on the streets that made sense to us at one point. Now that you look back, you're like, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it'll snap. Don't say that thing.
Don't speak like that.
Speak like that. How dare you? Anyways, yeah. Yes. So Mr. GMP is under fire.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we checked out Justin Bieber and Quavo with Intentions, and now Gaza with the whole gang, Professor AB Crazy, Mr. Lou, as well as MSK.
Yeah.
On Fresh FM, the man is under fire.
Mm-hmm.
because people are saying, as reported by a local daily, that the man is losing his touch. That his latest songs that he has released in the last year or so, including the last ones, especially now, are not Gazaing the way we know it. Gazas.
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening there, Osi?
Okay, so you know what? I think also this is a conversation that we can have on a broader scale in terms of just including everyone who's an artist or creative or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times with times evolving, the sounds changing, you too...
Growing with the market.
You too, as a creative, want to make sure that you are still relevant as a brand.
Yeah.
Let's look at Beyonce, for example, the conversation that we had briefly not so long ago, you know? So a lot of people also feel the same way because her sound has evolved somewhat to cater to the new market, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
But regardless, back to the conversation of Gaza. Now, some music lovers recently took to social media to express their dissatisfaction with music sensation and award-winning artist Gaza, better known as Lazarus Shimi, with the music that he's released recently, right? Now, many feel that his latest music is not on par with his past releases. So someone took to social media also saying, that is according to this, Namibian Daily, that Gaza is releasing trash music comfortably for 2 years now, and no one is talking about it. And someone else also wrote that, here I'm thinking that I was the only one hearing this trash, and I've been waiting for someone else to say it. And also the comments obviously go on with someone else also saying that the album was whack and the rest is just off or very off. So many collaborations, but no influence on them. To be honest, the KFC album was not that, okay? So also, while some other Zulu to Survive fans, so to say, Zulu to Survive, that was his album at one point, they feel that he's just getting older. And someone also said that maybe he's just aging up and we just won't expect the same vibe from him anymore. But at least he is consistent, unlike other artists who do nothing but just insult us on their music.
Allow me to quickly demonstrate something to you.
Okay.
Just a quick case study here. Okay. Just a quick case study. I love demonstrating more than I bring across a point. Listen to this.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. You have it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I got it.
Just hold on.
Yes.
Life is not a movie. Don't take it too serious.
What are you doing?
Hold on. Take it too serious. You're still gonna die. Humor me here.
Okay.
Remember. Your action will cause a reaction. It's a miracle.
Okay. One last example. Hold on.
I can't help it. Hold on. Gaza, man. This man.
Okay. So, the point that I'm trying to make here is this. These songs were released when this market, us, our generation, when we were anything between 15 to 20 something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We were exceptionally young.
Mm.
We were wild.
Mm.
We were on the streets. We were running around.
True.
We had no sense of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Today, we are car owners.
Mm.
We are homeowners.
Yeah, yeah.
We have degrees.
Mm.
We have stocks. We have bonds.
True, true.
We have children.
Mm.
We are married.
Mm.
Won't it be weird to have Gaza still sound like this for us?
Mm.
Just think about it. Just think about it. Take a second and just think about it. You're more than welcome also to send us a voice note, 083-000-1029. If Gaza is to sound like this,
like he did,
she dolo
15 years ago.
Africans, hey, yeah. Just think about it.
Yeah.
Will we not be the same people that say, yeah, you must mature with the sound?
Yeah.
Hey, you must get with today's sound.
Yeah.
Hey, you must. I am just putting out a conversation.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Because, you know, a lot of the times also we never really said is, do you know what? That's a good point.
Think about it.
But also play one of those songs.
When I get an email here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well. Listen, I used to. Sorry.
Oh, the songs, they started hitting you now.
Auntie Sosa, get at me.
I don't.
Whatever happened to Auntie Sosa Uka, by the way?
Auntie Sosa who then, eh? So it's Finn.
It's him and, who was the...
Who dug bone stories or what?
No. The Fala Fala one.
The Dig Sampama or what?
No.
The Fala Fala.
Umshasho.
Umshasho, what's the dude's name? Umpaf.
Umpaf!
Umpaf.
Whatever happened to Auntie Sosa and Umpaf? If you know them and where they are,
yeah.
Let us know.
We will speak to an office assistant at a logistics company in a bit for Fresh from the Office. Plus, we've got Edelting coming your way. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
The world's leading smart device manufacturer and innovator.